Okay, Wednesday night, Mishnayos, we're at the end of Perek Gimel, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the last din of the last Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Cheresh Hayitav Katan, Ein Motziyin Asarabim Yidei Chobazon, because they're not Mechuyav V'Dover. To be Motzi someone else in the mitzvah, you have to be Mechuyav V'Dover. That's a rule. You have to be a Bar Chiyuva. Why? That's already... Once you ask why, the answer might be a very involved lomdus. It has to be a chetz of mitzvah. Because the other person is not just hearing a shofar, he has to hear a shofar show mitzvah. And it's not so simple. Like once you ask the question why, you need a lomdus understanding of how Reuven is Motzi Shimon in order to answer the question. We won't go into it. I want to point out that virtually all we've shown him learn, usually when it says in the Mishnah Cheresh, it means Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. And he's like Shoyt of a Katan and he's Potter Men HaMitzvos. Most we've shown him learn that Cheresh here means not a Shota, not someone who has a din of a Shota, but a Medaber, he could even know how to speak, Eino Shomea. And he's not Mechuyev in Tkiya Shofar, because he can't hear. So there's two chidushim in that. First of all, it puts the mitzvah very squarely on hearing, even at the expense of blow. In other words, you could say the mitzvah is like to blow or to hear, sort of. But here, it's like he can blow the shofar. So to say that because he can't hear, he's potter min ha-shofar, is really a chidush day. That's one Kiddush. Kiddush B is that you would say he's an Oinus. Maybe he's an Oinus. Who said he's Potter? He's an Oinus. He can't hear a shofar. Who says he's Potter? So you can say every Oinus is Potter. But it's not Potter that every Oinus is Potter in the sense that he can't be Moitzu someone else. He doesn't become like Amish Potter and Amitzvah, so he's Potter from doing it. He doesn't become Oizbar Chiyuva, who's Oinus, but Cheresh is like that. Cheresh, we say, apparently, according to most Yishainim, that he's Amish Potter from the Mitzvah. In other words, not just he's an Oinus, but he's Potter. He can't hear, so he's Potter. More than the regular Oinus Rachmana Patra. He's Amish Potter, like the Torah wasn't the Shabbat to him, there, it's like the Sug of people, like the deaf. That's what most Yishayim learn. Some learn that the Mishnah Taka means Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. Every Shoyt the Bekotan of Yisrael Ram Dei Chavad, this is our cloud, this is the rule. Kol Shein HaMechuyev V'Dover Ein HaMotzi Yisrael Rabim Yidei Chavosa. Of course, Rabim is Lav Davka. He's not Motzi anyone Yidei Chavosa. What? No, that Kol that answers a question. To say Kol Sheinu Mechuyev V'Dover Eino Motzi. So, what about a person that was already Yotze the Mitzvah? He's now Eino Mechuyev V'Dover. So the answer to that is Arvus. He's still called the Mechuyev V'Dover. No, that's why he's Mechuyev V'Dover. That's what. You know, Arvus just comes to answer the question that the guy that was Yotze already should be in the he should be in the profile of Eino Mechuyev V'Dover. So the answer of Arbus is, now there's a Chiddush also here. In other words, the woman's not Mechuyev Tkiya Shofar. I don't know if it's a Chiddush, but it's a point that should be spoken out. A woman's not Mechuyev Tkiya Shofar. But maybe she's, just like you say, someone that was already Yotze Tkiya Shofar. He has, because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, he has an obligation to see that the other fellows go Tkiya Shofar. So it would be, at least theoretically possible, to say that a woman is not Mechuyev in Tkiya Shofar, but maybe she's part of Klal Yisrael, so maybe she's Mechuyev to see to it that men hear Tkiya Shofar begin Arvus. So you see, not like that. Because you see clearly, Arvus is enough that you're not included in the Mishnah's din of Kol Sheino Mechuyev Adav and Mechuyev and Dechav Osan, and yet Noshim, and yet those that are Potter. You mean maybe not Noshim? You see, but no, I don't think anyone suggests. It always says Moshe Moser. Moshe can't be Moser either. Because they're not Mechayvah though, because they're included in the Mishnah's rule. That's for sure. Noshim can't be Moser. They can't be. If Noshim are part of, they can't be Moser. It's not a Kiddush. Not a Kiddush. Arvus is not. Arvus is not a chiyuv just in the atzmah. Arvus is an adjunct to your own chiyuv. But you're mechuyev to do it and to see that everyone else does it. But if you're not mechuyev to do it, there's no arvus. Arvus is like when they were nishba to keep the Torah, so he said, I'm going to keep the Torah, I'm going to make sure others keep the Torah. So if you're part of the shofar, you don't have to see to it that others keep shofar either. L'chaira. Maybe the Achrenim won't talk about these things. It's not like a new topic. Okay. Perek Dalet. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Although in Yerushalmi there are implications in a few Yerushalmi that it's a din d'oraisa. Rosh from Sukkim, but the Bavli and Lul Nemon that it's the Rabbanon because of Gezerah, you might carry the shofar. Yom Tov Shol Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah assumes that you know already. I mean, the Mishnah is speaking out. The Mikdash Hayu Taikin. So they blew in the. The Mikdash means in the base, in the Besdin, in the Lishkas Hagozes. When they sat in the base on Mikdash. So they blew shofar. They're going to make sure no one carries on Shabbos. No one from the Bezin is going to carry on Shabbos. They had an interest that there shouldn't be, that Kiyas Shofar shouldn't be bought though. It's a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. It's not like Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash at least, where you have another 6 days to do it. Here, like, it's it, finished. You're not going to do it. So therefore, they, you know, wanted to salvage. They wanted to salvage, so but at least the mikdash are you taking? I believe the medina. That's the basic din. What's called gezeira derabba, because you might come to carry it. Okay, mishachara beis hamikdash. So you'll say that stopped. So no, hiskin of Yerchel ben Zakkai, and this is one of the takonos of Yerchel ben Zakkai. She you taking b'chol mokum sheish by Bezdin. The Bezdin traveled around. Bezdin even before the Churban. Went out of Lishkas Hagozes, and they went to the Chanuyos, and they went to Yerushalayim, and then they went to Yavne. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says that once it was in Yavne, but Pashtus, Bishchor Bez Mikdash means they went to Yavne. So that's when Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was Mesakin, Shiyutaykin, B'chabogam Sheish B'Bezdin. And Bezdin means even a Bezdin of 23. Doesn't need Bezdin Agadol, but any place there's a Bezdin of 23, there's a Mesakan that you can blow Shofar on Shabbos. In the Bezdin.
And that's the 23?
Parshas is 23. According to Rashi, according to most Rishonim. And it means in Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Lozor argues and says, "Lahiskin Avichem Ben Zakkai, Ela B'Yavne B'Levad," meaning only when there's a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. It doesn't necessarily mean only Yavne. When they went to their other places, so it's in those other places too. It means the Bezdin Hagod of 71. Omer Lo Echad Yavne Echad Komokum Sheish Bo Bezdin. The Gemara explains what's the difference between the Omrulai and the Tanakama. If they're there, Bakroi, if they happen to be there. In other words, the Omrulai holds that they can only blow in a Bezdin of 23 if they're Kavua there, like the Bezdin in Yavne was Kavua. So if you're Kavua there, then you could have a Bezdin of 23 blow. But if it's Bakroi, if they happen to be there. I don't know what the shiur is, a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Like, it's clear they're only temporarily there, and they set up shop. So that you can't blow there. You know, the bezin doesn't have like the moral authority to make sure no one carries on Shabbos. Mashiach and the Tana Kama will hold even if it's not a kvius. Okay, so a few things about the first mission. First of all, the phrase the mikdash you're talking about, Beloy b'Medina, the most Rishonim learn, it means in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the two places, and certainly Yerushalayim is included in outside the Beis HaMikdash. Here is like one of the places where the Rambam says very clearly, it's like the famous Rambam Shita, that the mikdash you taking means all Yerushalayim. All Yerushalayim is called mikdash, and the whole Yerushalayim was special, and people were more careful, and they listened to the Sanhedrin. So that's number one. Yeah, that's the famous Rambam Shita by Lulav. Okay, wait. The Leib of Medina. Okay, now. We passed on like the Tana Kama. That means even theoretically you can only blow shofar with his bez, even bakroi, but it has to be a bezel of 23. The Rif learns differently. The Rif learns that the Omruloi and the Tana Kama are talking about even a bezel of 3. Yeah. And the Omruloi are being, and the Omruloi are saying that they have to be at least a bezin smuchin. Echad yad menachem olam kibbutz bezin, like it has to be. It has to be somber. And that's what Omruloi holds. The Tana Kama holds even bezin akroi, meaning it doesn't have to have smuchin. The Tana Kama is 3 smuchim, the Rila is 71, and then the Omruloi is 23. Okay, but if you hold the Tana Kama holds a bez and not a smuchim, the Omruloi held a smuchim. The Rif says that the Omruloi holds 3 smuchim. Tana Kama holds 3 not smuchim. Akroi, yeah. Now, that means the Rif says that nowadays, according to the Rif, you can blow on Shabbos in front of any bezin, you don't need smuchim. A bezin, whatever bezin is going to make a crucible, you can blow in front of them on Shabbos. No, that's the Rif. Wait. And the Rif did it. The Rif writes he did it. He blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos in his bezdin. Okay, so we don't do like the Rif. So that's what they say they want. Every once in a while someone pops up, they want to do like the Rif. That's all they're doing. They're doing the Rif Shita. They're not being machadish like a big delusion. They're doing the Rif Shita. Okay, now, this is a little strange. According to Rashi, and most of the Rishonim, so far there was nothing special about Yerushalayim. We talked about either the Bezdin or the Lishkas HaGozus, or after the Churban, when there was a Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But there was nothing ever mentioned about Yerushalayim. The next Mishnah starts off, V'od Zois, Hoyso Yerushalayim, Yisera al Yavne. So, according to Rashi, this presents a problem. What are you talking about? So the Rishonim explained that Adarabba, V'od Zois, that we're talking about, there was a Tkufa when the Bez and Hagadol sat in Yerushalayim, even before the Churban. As the Mishnah is talking about Mishachara Beis HaMikdash. But remember, there was a Tkufa when the Beis Din was in the Chanuyos or in the Yerushalayim, right? So they were in Yerushalayim. They were out of the Lishkas HaGadol. Wait. They were out of, so that's according to Rashi. So we're talking about Tkufa Yerushalayim. And there's a Chisuri Mechsera in the Mishnah, the Gemara says. There's a Chisuri Mechsera. The Chisuri Mechsera is that they blew even Shaloi Bifnei Bez. In other words, they blew it, the whole Yerushalayim, even Shaloi Bifnei Bez. Chanuyos was outside Harabai. So, you know, you ever go to Shar HaKutna?
No.
I mean, you pass by Shar HaKutna, some people say it's like around there. It's outside Haramais. So there's a Chisuri Mechsera that there was a Tkufa in Yerushalayim when they blew Shofar, but the whole Yerushalayim blew it. Even Shaloi Bifnei the Best. That's what's not written in the Mishnah. The Gemara says Chisuri Mechsera. The Gemara says Chisuri Mechsera. That Yerushalayim was Yisera al Yavna, that Yerushalayim they blew in the whole city. Bain Bifnei Bez and Bain Shaloi Bifnei Bez. That's what Chisuri
Mechsera. That's
when they were not in the Bain Shaloi. Right. When they were
outside
the Bais HaMikdash, when they were... That's true, but how do you know he's going on the Chisuri Mechsera? It's a mistake. Yerushalayim, we took him to call the Eric, close my Shabbat Yerushalayim to make this. Oh, he said he's going according to Rashi, according to the Rambam. The Rav is explaining the Mishnah according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, so for the Mishnah to make any sense, when the Mishnah says Bozo, Sois Yerushalayim, Yisera al Yavne, so you have to say that there's a Chisuri Mechsera, and you're talking about a new Tkufa that the Mishnah didn't discuss, because Yerushalayim was never special, according to Rashi. Right? According to Rashi, there was never talk of Yerushalayim being special at all. And you're saying Ve'od Zoy. So he learns the Chisuri Mechsera is that in the Tkufa that the Beis Din was in Yerushalayim, but not in the Harabayis, and they blow, and the whole city could blow. I mean, I guess when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, also the whole city could blow. What? No, you can only blow this. What? According to Rashi, you can only blow in the Beis
HaMikdash. In other words, this was a...
Yeah, why? In Yavne, you can only blow Bifnei Beis.
In Yerushalayim...
You can only blow in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, okay. And then when they went to Yerushalayim, you can blow in the whole Yerushalayim. Yeah, they, well, you, I don't know, they treated the whole Yerushalayim as the Mokam HaSanhedrin.
Okay.
And in Yavna, they went back to Bifnei Beis Din. Then the Mishnah says, the Ozos Hoys Yerushalayim al Yavna, that Kufa had another Kula, that not only can you blow in the city, but you can blow even outside the city. Shekolir, every city, Shehiroya, that fulfills four conditions. You can see Yerushalayim. Well, here you need all four. There it's Oze, and here it's all four. Shehiroya, Vishamas, Ukroiva, and it's in the Tzkom. Yechayda Lover, there's no river like separating it. Toikin. Yavna Loha, you're Toikin. Even in, certainly not in other cities, but even in the city, they were only Tekeya Bifnei Bez. That's how Rashi navigates the Mishnah. according to the Rambam, it's more simple, right? That the Yerushalayim Yisera al Yavne. Well, even when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. Okay. So how is it Yisera, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, because like what? You can do it in the whole city.
Nearby.
That's the void size. What's the first Mal Yusa? The whole Kasha, yeah, what's the...
You could do it in the whole Yerushalayim.
That you could do it in the whole Yerushalayim. I mean, that's the same according to Rambam and the Rashi, because according to the Rambam, we're talking about Kufa number one, according to the Rambam, and that's Mata the whole Yerushalayim. And according to Rashi, we're talking about Kufa number two. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll go downstairs now. Yes. Wait, well, let me put myself together without rushing out like I always. You didn't give me the key to the downstairs, to the beamer, to the
orange.
I'm just checking that the packer wasn't on the key.